Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
On the last episode, we saw that Ava and Mr. Jim have gotten stuck outside of a smoothie truck because they get zapped every time they step. Will Jaden be able to figure out a way how to save them? Or is it too late? Has Dr. Stinky Breath actually figured out how to take over the world? I'm not sure, but let's see what happens next. Jaden was now sitting at his computer. He was able to remotely log into Spyology Squad's server from home. He wanted to check and see if there were any strange reports, and there were many. "What in the world?" said Jaden. "All of town people are reporting electrical surges and even getting zapped. It's so weird. All right, let me ask SpyBot what could be the cause." SpyBot is Spyology Squad's AI, who often knows the answer to many of our questions.
"There seems to be an excess amount of positively charged electrons in this area. You must find a way to neutralize this electrical imbalance."
"An electrical imbalance? SpyBot, what does that mean?"
"Electrons are attached to almost everything and can switch teams, per se. Ha, ha, ha. Like when you rub a balloon on your head, the positive electrons are moved from the balloon to your head. So when you touch something with less positively charged electrons, that creates the static zap."
"Wow, crazy. So this imbalance is all over the city?" asked Jaden. Can you give me a map that shows where the imbalance is?"
"Why, certainly. Here you go."
Beep boop.
"Wow, thanks, SpyBot."
"You're welcome, Jaden. You should formulate a trap to stop Dr. Stinky Breath before it fills the earth with too much electrical imbalance."
"Whoa, that's a great idea. A trap? Oh, kind of like when Ava baited me into a trap in checkers. I need to figure out something like that. All right, well, see you later, SpyBot."
"Good luck, Jaden."
As Jaden was running towards his front door, his mom stopped him and said, "Hold on there, Jaden. I need your help with the laundry first."
"The laundry? But there's a spy emergency!" shouted Jaden.
"Okay, you can do that afterwards. I just need you to switch the clothes from the washer to the dryer. You can fold them later."
"The dryer? Mom, you're a genius!"
"I am. Thanks, Jaden." Jaden completed his chore the fastest ever, grabbed a box of dryer sheets, a roll of tape, and ran out the door. What in the world was Jaden so excited about? Saying that his mom was a genius? I wonder if she gave him a good idea. Meanwhile, up in the blimp, the Purple Ninjas had finished spraying the entire town with the Super Zapper 2000 spray. The view from up above was exactly what they wanted to see.
"Hey, can I have a turn with the binoculars?"
"Yeah, sure, here you go."
"Wow, this is hilarious. All the hair on the people's heads is standing straight up."
"I know, isn't this fantastic? And no one wants to move because every step they take adds more and more electrons to their bodies, which makes their next static shock even bigger."
"Look at that one over there."
"Oh, hi, boss. I didn't see you."
"Purple Ninjas, we must act fast. We must go global now. Our time to take over the world is now. How much more spray do we have?"
"Well, in fact, we just finished the last bottle."
"The last bottle? What?"
"Oh, don't worry. Steve and I were just heading over to the machine to make some more."
"Oh, well, don't bother. To cover the whole planet, we are going to need something bigger than a few spray cans."
"Do you have something in mind?"
"I do indeed, Pepper Ninjas. I thought you would need my help with this project, so take a look at this.
Dr. Stinky Breath pulled back a large purple sheet to reveal a much larger contraption than the purple ninjas had ever seen.
What is that, boss?
This is the Super Zapper 10,000.
Wow, that sounds a whole lot more awesome than our Super Zapper 2,000.
Of course it is, because 10,000 is bigger than 2,000. This will be able to cover the whole Earth in lots of extra electrons to make everyone and everything super staticky.
This is so perfect, boss. I love it.
Thank you, Purple Ninjas. Now we just need to attach it to the highest point in the area.
I think that's Sugar Mountain, boss.
Perfect. Let's fly to the blimp to Sugar Mountain so that you can get the machine all set up. If this goes according to plan, the whole planet will be covered by morning in extra electrons, making it completely impossible for people to move around without getting zapped.
Jaden was running as fast as he could to where he knew his friends would be. The smoothie truck was one of his favorite places to go, and he knew a shortcut. But wait a second. How is Jaden running and not getting zapped? Has he figured out how to stop the static powers?
Jaden! Shouted Ava. We're over here!
Oh, there you are. Whew, good to see you two. Did you get my smoothie?
Whoa. Jaden! How did you get here?
Aren't you getting zapped? Asked Ava. No, it's because of these.
Jaden raised his right foot to show what he had taped to the bottom.
Ugh, gross. Jaden, it looks like you have toilet paper stuck to the bottom of your shoe.
Nah, this is a dryer sheet.
What's that for?
Holy smokes, Jaden, said Mr. Jim. You're a genius.
He's a what?
No, actually, my mom is the genius.
This is so smart. You see, the dryer sheets on Jaden's shoes, they neutralize static by equalizing the electrical imbalance we have.
Yeah, and by taping the dryer sheets to the bottom of my shoes, it protects me from getting zapped.
That's great, Jaden, and perfect timing. I just got an alert that the blimp is headed for Sugar Mountain.
You two need to get there as soon as possible to stop them before all this gets worse. I'll start passing out dryer sheets and tape to everyone around here so they can at least get home.
Come on, Jaden, said Ava. Let's jetpack out of here to Sugar Mountain.
Oh, don't forget your dryer sheets.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jaden.
Ooh, and they even smell good, too. There you go, Ava. Some anti-static shoes.
Let's go!
And just like that, our two spies blasted off to Sugar Mountain. Thankfully, our jetpacks are very fast, so they arrived to the mountain before the blimp did, and were able to come up with a plan.
Hey, Ava, I think we need one of your awesome checkers traps to stop the purple ninjas this time. Do you have any ideas?
Well, one of my favorite traps is when you set one of your pieces in a way that your opponent thinks you've made a mistake, but it was really on purpose. When they take the bait, that's when you make your move when they least expect it.
Wait a second, Ava. Is that what you did to me in the championship game?
Oh, I can't reveal all my winning moves.
Hey, there's the blimp, said Ava as she pointed up to the sky. What are we gonna do?
I think I have a plan.
Jaden, what was that for? Where are you going?
Just like that, Jaden dumped his entire backpack out at Ava's feet and ran off to the other side of the mountain as Ava watched the blimp carefully lower a very large machine out of the bottom and out of the top of the mountain. It looked pretty serious the way its lights were flashing.
She wondered if that was the machine behind all the static, and she was right.
Hey, Steve, can you help me out with this?
Okie dokie. Boy, well, this thing is heavy.
What in the world is Jaden doing? Whispered Ava to herself.
Shh. Hey, Ava, do you read me?
Shh. Yes, but what was that for? Where'd you go, Jaden?
Shh.
Somewhere in that pile of things that I dumped out of my backpack is another box of dryer sheets. I'm going to distract the purple ninjas, and then you should run over to the machine and wipe it down with the dryer sheets. Maybe that'll neutralize it.
Shh.
Wait. My plans always require some kind of bait. What is the bait, Jaden?
Shh.
It's kind of me. Yeah, I guess I'm the bait.
Shh. You're the what?
Shh. They're coming. Now's our chance. The two purple ninjas were now walking towards the big machine on top of the mountain.
Whoa. Wow. What's that big flashing light bulb?
Steve, don't touch that. That's the source of all the electrons we need to create the static. If you touch it, either two things are going to happen. You're going to ruin it, or you're going to get vaporized.
Vaporized? Is that like a superpower? It sounds kind of cool. Dude, maybe I do want to get vaporized.
No, Steve, you never want to be vaporized.
Just then, Jaden started acting like the bait to this trap.
Oh no! Look at me! I'm a spy, and my backpack with all of my spy gear just rolled down the hill. What am I going to do?
What in the world? What's a spy doing up here?
Oh boy! A backpack full of really important spy gear? Let's go get it!
Something about this doesn't feel right. Steve! Get back here! Steve! Oh dear. Looks like I'm gonna have to go chase them both down. That backpack is still rolling.
As the purple ninjas both chased Jaden's bag as it rolled down the hill, Ava ran over to the machine and started rubbing the dryer sheets all over it. As soon as she touched the flashing lights with it, the machine shut down. It had been neutralized!
Shh! Purple ninjas, what is going on down there?
Shh! Oh, nothing, boss. Sorry, Steve found an empty backpack, which I told him not to chase, and we're running back up the mountain to the machine right now.
Shh! Why do I care about an empty backpack? I see people walking around right now without any shocking. What is going on?
Shh. Boss, I'm not sure exactly. This machine. Is it bad that the light stopped flashing on it?
Shh. No, purple ninjas. It's not bad. It's really bad. What have you done to ruin my Super Zapper 10,000? Purple ninjas!
Wow, great job, Spyology Squad. Who knew that dryer sheets would be so important in saving the world?
Wow. Well, I guess if we're ever in a pretty staticky situation, I guess it's time to tape on some dryer sheets to our shoes. I will see you on our next adventure.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drumroll, please. Brrr. Happy birthday, Rosemary, who's turning 5 years old. Rosemary loves her big brother, James, and singing and using her imagination. Wow, Rosemary, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy fifth birthday, Rosemary. Well, friends, I hope you all have a super duper day. This is HQ, over and out.